All right, good morning, everyone. Almost 7 a.m. It's going to be a busy, long day. It's been a productive past week. We have early morning appointment, meeting with attorneys. They're coming into town, meeting them at a local conference area. I'm fortunate and glad for that. And then we'll see what I can and cannot discuss. I'm pretty limited. You know, when you get into some legal things, especially what happened to me with getting botched during last surgery, there's a lot of things I'm just not going to talk about. And let's just face it, I'm working with a therapist and trauma therapist, and they've been extremely helpful. And, you know, with everything, not just what I dealt with in life, but it's a different kind of therapy I've not been through. So it has been really quick, the impact of how much it has changed me. I mean, I've already changed over the past year plus, but, you know, going through what I have and then seeing this kind of therapist, and going through different kind of therapy has really changed a lot with my life. And I'm just going to say today is really a lot of change, but even everything you go through, whether it's a negative, even if it's a negative experience, like I say, it holds positive silver lining to every bad situation, because it's wisdom and life experience that you gain. And also, importantly, as you're allowed to be able, well, you're not allowed, but you'll be able to help other people that may be going through a similar situation that you are. So I kind of look at the bad things in life really differently now. I've never been able to do that. But going through trauma therapy, I'm able to now realize that even the bad things have positive attributes to them. So today is, there's many doors that are going to have to close today. Don't really have a choice, I'm sorry. Have valid reasons, but I have to close a lot of doors permanently today. And you know what happens when you close doors is you open, this is my new philosophy because it's the truth, you open up windows, huge windows, ginormous, tremendous large windows of life, tremendously large windows of life for the new part of your journey. You know, past is the past, today's the present, tomorrow's the future. Oh, that's good decaf coffee. Because some doors, you know, you can't see through them. You can't see any future. You can't, you know, it's just, you know, for whatever reason. And then you've got these huge windows and they open up and you're like, wow, you know, not only can I see the present and the future in front of me, but when I open this window, I'm letting all that positive light in. And that's what life and how I look at life now, my philosophy added on to that. I really, truly believe that the good Lord places obstacles and hurdles in your life. And sometimes with, you know, even with the surgery experience, think about it. It's going to stop from anything happening under the knife, under anesthesia, from any other patient. You know, promise it'll never happen again to anyone else. You know, and hopefully I was the last to experience botchery under the knife and it never happened again. So see, that's what I mean, is what you go through, even though sometimes it's not pleasant and it's horrible and it could be just a traumatic experience, there's always a positive out of it. And I know it sounds crazy, but you have to look at the what you're going through in a different way and train your brain to look at things differently and not in such a negative light, but more as if there's a positive attribute, because there always is. There's always a silver lining, and you're always going to go through problems in life. And if you train yourself and look at things differently, starting right in here, right now, this very second, moving forward, you'll be able to handle trials and tribulations a lot more effectively and a lot more in a positive manner, especially at a bad situation. So thank you, Jen, this morning, 7 a.m. She took over the round table. Everybody tuning in, she's got 40 minutes left. I got to jump off here. I just wanted to say hi to everyone. Shout out to one of my great friends, Brian. He's down in Fort Worth, Texas. He works for the police department, was on a domestic call involving a knife, jumped a fence, and they've got way too much rain and mud down there, a mud pit, and slipped and tore his ACL. So he is on light duty until surgery. Shout out to Brian. Spoke to him over this past week, last night, and let's wish him well for a smooth surgery and a really smooth road to recovery. He can get back to his career and passions in life. Wish him well. And to everyone else, you know, regardless of what you may be facing, what obstacles today, you know, doors closing and new and windows of life opening, you know, your attitude is always what can make and break you. And a bad situation can always be turned around into something positive. So remember that today when you're going about. And don't forget about those doors. God sometimes put those doors in front of you. He puts them there for a good reason. Because if you turn around, there's a window. And if you open that window, there's a light. And there's always a light at the end of the road of any bad situation you'll ever go through. Positive light, positive change. Yesterday's the past. Today's the present. And don't forget, tomorrow's the future. And you can control what your future holds by your attitude and turning bad situations into something positive.